Blackstone Audio presents Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic by Chalmers Johnson. Prologue. The Blowback Trilogy. Who is Osama bin Laden, really? Let me rephrase that. What is Osama bin Laden? He's America's family secret. He is the American president's dark doppelganger, the savage twin of all that purports to be beautiful and civilized. He has been sculpted from the spare rib of a world laid to waste by America's foreign policy, its gunboat diplomacy, its nuclear arsenal, its vulgarly stated policy of full-spectrum dominance, its chilling disregard for non-American lives, its barbarous military interventions, its support for despotic and dictatorial regimes, its merciless economic agenda that has munched through the economies of poor countries like a cloud of locusts. Now that the family secret has been spilled, the twins are blurring into one another and gradually becoming interchangeable. Arundhati Roy, The Guardian, September 27th, 2001. Nemesis is the last volume of an inadvertent trilogy that deals with the way arrogant and misguided American policies have headed us for a series of catastrophes comparable to our disgrace and defeat in Vietnam, or even to the sort of extinction that befell our former fellow superpower, the Soviet Union. Such a fate is probably by now unavoidable. It is certainly too late for mere scattered reforms of our government or bloated military to make much difference. I never planned to write three books about the decline and fall of the American Empire, but events intervened. In March 2000, well before 9/11, I published Blowback, based on my years of teaching and writing about East Asia. I had become convinced by then that some secret U.S. government operations and acts in distant lands would come back to haunt us. Blowback does not mean just revenge, but rather retaliation for covert, illegal violence that our government has carried out abroad, that it kept totally secret from the American public, even though such acts are seldom secret among the people on the receiving end. It was a term invented by the Central Intelligence Agency and first used in its after-action report about the 1953 overthrow of the elected government of Premier Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran. This coup brought to power the U.S.-supported Shah of Iran, who would in 1979 be overthrown by Iranian revolutionaries and Islamic fundamentalists. The Ayatollah Khomeini replaced the Shah and installed the predecessors of the current anti-American government in Iran. This would be one kind of blowback from America's first venture into illegal clandestine regime change. But as the attacks of September 11, 2001 showed us all too graphically, hardly the only one.